So you say in your book that your ties to the crawfish industry are as deep as a crawfish hole.
I grew up in the crawfish industry. My grandfather was one of the pioneers in the crawfish industry. I wrote the book because I knew a lot about the crawfish industry, but I also have a diploma from Crawfish College.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
So you're interviewing a top-notch authority on the crawfish industry.
What was your favorite part about writing the book?
My favorite part about writing the book was it was a labor of love, because I was a kid when my parents were associated with the Crawfish Festival Association. And rather than, you know, the young professionals of Brobridge creating a Mardi Gras crew, they created the Brobridge Crawfish Festival Association. So this was their social club, and this was their party. And it was fun to watch them create this. And they would build the stage for the Crawfish Queen pageant, and they would transform the National Guard Armory Hall into Atlantic City Music Hall or something. King Leon Bro would come through. And
the eternal crawfish king?
The eternal crawfish king.
Tell me a little bit about him.
He was a character. He just proclaimed himself king. He was a descendant of the Bros that founded Brobridge. He operated without the proper authority of the Crawfish Festival Association. He just named himself king. I think he often scooped the Crawfish Festival Association when they decided what dates the Crawfish Festival would be. King Leon would issue his own proclamation ahead of the Crawfish Festival Association. So I think that might have irritated the secretary of the Crawfish Festival Association. But on the other hand, people said, oh, well, that's just Leon. He's crazy. Ça c'est fou.
What is it exactly that makes Brobridge the crawfish capital?
That's interesting that you bring that up. Bob Angel, who was a state representative for many years, and he was also Governor Earl Long, Speaker of the House. And we got a document that said we're the crawfish capital of the world.
And
Governor Long signed it, and the House voted for it. And so we have a piece of paper signed by the mad governor himself, Earl Long, that says we are the crawfish capital of the world. And we will remain the crawfish capital of the world.
And it's official.
It is official.
All right, Sam. Thank you so much for being here.